All power and glory go to God. All greatness is from God. When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
Magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharper, they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conference that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. Euro stepping to my goals. Man, New Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You consume by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food. But depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity.
Yo, 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 we back again, KRSM 98.9, the morning show, every Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We got Sid Linus in the house. What's good, Sid?
Chilling, man. What's going on, man? Yo, first of all, I just want to say we have an absolute phenomenal show today.
Man, yo, amazing show. Tell them who we got, man.
We got Jonathan Isaac. He's an NBA player. So look. I don't want this to go over y'all heads. We have Jonathan Isaac, an NBA player, on our show today. You know what I'm saying?
He's speaking about his being Christian. You know what I mean? Being a conservative and the two viral moments, and I know everybody's seen it. He was one of the first NBA players to talk about why he didn't take the vaccine. And he was the player, I think it was it last year or 2 years ago in the bubble? Was it last year in the bubble, right?
Two seasons ago
in the bubble that he stood for the American flag while the rest of his team kneeled. And he tell us why. And this is a amazing interview, man. Y'all just stay tuned.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yo, Sam, what you been doing this week, man? What you do this weekend?
Let me see, man. I'm always watching some sort of sports, man. But I tell you what, I did catch LeBron was back. He played against the Celtics. So I did catch that, the Lakers. You know, they fell short. But I'm gonna tell you my now. I'm gonna do a quick analysis on the Lakers, man. Here we go.
Go ahead.
No, they got to get loosened up. Once they get loosened up after All-Star break, because I'm gonna tell you, a lot of them just it's like even when like there's like a loose ball, it's like, you know, they can't find it as quick as the other guys. It's like, yo,
Yo, they old, man. Yo, but the thing about it, bro. See, the thing about it is like we knew this. We predict this whole season. I know that they're gonna start off rough. They're gonna start off rough. Then they gonna hit a stride. They gonna hit a stride, and then they gonna do good during the stride. They might come out fourth, maybe third seed or something like that. Nobody's gonna beat them in the 7-game series. Nobody's gonna beat them in seven-game series.
I think they have to worry about the Warriors, and the Suns. Suns just got their. I think they just got their 10-game win streak snap. But Warriors, I think, got the best record in the league. So I think they got to worry about them. But I do foresee. I will say this: I do foresee Lakers going on like a. I would say like a 20-game run where they're gonna be like 18-2. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be probably after the All-Star break, you know what I'm saying? January, February, right. something like that. But I do foresee them going on the run. Because when I looked at them last night with LeBron back, it's like they got the right they got the right pieces. They got the right pieces. And just as long as they don't trip it, I think they're tripping over each other, you know what I'm saying? Right. With Westbrook and LeBron and stuff like that, I think they're doing pretty good with how playing them on the floor kind of at different times, and when they on the floor, they kind of figuring out how to work with each other. So I do foresee the Lakers figuring it out and going on a long going on a win streak. But the only thing that can really stop them is their health, and I think is like a team that just Warriors and their health. If they're healthy and like the Warriors get beat by somebody else, okay, they go into the finals. But
Right. Okay. So, also one thing we did last week, you went to the conference at the Armory. Is a big fight coming up? Talk about it.
Yeah. So a big fight coming up. David Morrell Jr. The Cuban who trains at the Circle of Discipline gym right here in Minneapolis. He will be fighting at the Armory on December 18th. Against Alan Taz Fox, and it's gonna be a great fight. And one thing they said, Minnesota has to Minneapolis. I'm gonna say should really stand up for this one because they said that the Armory has put on more boxing matches and boxing events than any other venue in America. And that goes for the MGM, that goes for the Barclays, that goes for the Staples Center, everywhere. The Armory within this past year has put on more boxing events than anywhere, so that's a great thing, man. That's a really good thing. So, and then this will be on Fox as well. So,
That's amazing. Okay. So some other big news. OSHA has ended. They suspended. Their business vaccine mandate as of now, because it went through some courts, some circuits, and they both halted it. They both stopped Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for businesses. So, and I think that's an amazing defeat for right now. Now, I do think could be something coming around the corner. You know what I mean? I do think it could be something coming around the corner that they could have, but I do think that's a amazing defeat because we do know that's a lot of Americans are losing their job. They don't want to get the vaccine. You know what I mean? And no one person should be able to tell everybody to get a vaccine or you lose your job. You know what I mean? Like that's not the way. America should be. You know what I mean? So we, go ahead.
Yeah, I could just read the press release. This was on Fox News. Says the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has put on hold the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for U.S. employers with 100 employees or more after being told by a court last week that it must do so. The Department of Labor, which oversees OSHA, told Fox News Wednesday the agency has suspended the implementation and enforcement of the mandate while it remains tied up in court. So what's going to pretty much happen is this is going to go to the Supreme Court. That's what I see. It's going to go to Supreme Court. Supreme Court is going to make a ruling, and then everything will go on after that. So we just got to hope that Supreme Court do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, all of that January 4th, everybody gonna have to have a vaccine if you have over 100 employees. That's thrown out the window. So that's allowing a lot of people to breathe a little bit more too. You know what I'm saying? But right. I still think that if you work for the federal government, you might still have to take the vaccine. Am I right?
Right. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, because it only said for large businesses.
Right. Yeah. People will. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe so. Another thing in news. Hospitalizations rising among fully vaccinated in U.S. Fauci says. And look. He says what we're starting to see now is an uptick in hospitalizations among people who've been fully vaccinated. Guess what? But guess what he said after that? But not boosted.
We call that the segue.
Yo, what is going on? See, and people have to understand the game that he's playing. Now he's selling the booster. You see what I'm saying? Is these people are giving you, they're reaching higher and higher. Once you get, it's like, okay, we're going to tell you this, so you have to get two vaccines. Now we're going to tell you this, so you got to get the booster. Now once you get three, it's going to be this. That's what they're doing. That's what the game is. And it's people out here that still don't get it. It's people out here that still don't understand. I mean, it's like you can make your own choice, you know what I mean, on getting the vaccine if you want to or not. But I think you got to take a look at the individuals. Take a look at the individuals and what they've been saying and how many times they've been wrong. And then thinking about, like, yo, if you want to put this stuff in your body, you know, for people that they sway. He's been swaying the whole time.
Yo,
he's been swaying the whole time, you know what I mean? And it's so crazy that I'm looking at the picture of the hot spots in America. You remember people would say all those Trump supporters, all those people down south and Trump supporters are all gonna die because they're getting unvaccinated. They're not vaccinated. I'm looking at the map right now. The America hot spots are everywhere that they're highly vaccinated, and the southern states are green. And these are the least vaccinated states, and they have the least amount of cases.
Right. Because they were trying to tell us, oh, Florida and Mississippi and Louisiana and all Alabama, oh, they're the hot spots because they're the people who just don't want to get vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? But now it's in the north, and a lot of this is Democrat territory. You know what I'm saying? And these are the hot spots now. You know, so like I say, I can when I take in information, I can accept not agreeing with, I'm gonna say I can accept making a choice that differs from what, you know what I'm saying, the government or whoever wants me to make, right? Or is trying to get me to make. But once they start lying and once they start spreading the real misinformation that's going on, that's when I feel like they are culprits in this. Right. And that's the problem. Because what you're doing, you're not allowing people to actually make their own decision because you're actually lying to them. Because at one point in time, you want to go by the data, and the next point in time, you're ignoring the data. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody sees this and say, oh, all of these highly vaccinated places have the highest rate of COVID-19, somebody could draw the correlation that if you get the vaccine, it will make you more susceptible to catch COVID-19, right? That was somebody could draw conclusion they could draw, right?
Absolutely.
Right, but you would never hear that anywhere.
But let's take a look at this. Ireland is on a partial lockdown right now. 93% of their population is vaccinated. They're currently seeing the largest infection rate in Ireland to date.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? See, and the thing is, it's like these people who say, yo, we need more people vaccinated. We need more people vaccinated because we're going to get the It's going to case is going to go up. What are you trying to get to? What number? Do you need to be at 100? Like what number are you shooting for? We have places at 93%, 94%, 96% that cases are out the roof. What are you doing? What does the science say? What does science say about that? And I think I don't know last week, but did we? I don't know if we didn't have a show last week, did we?
No,
we didn't have a show that last week. Last Saturday, the Cal State Bears and the USC Trojans were about to play each other. The Cal State Bears had to cancel their game because of an outbreak within their football team. Their football team is 99% vaccinated. When stuff like this happens, you have to question it. See, and the thing about it is we have too many people who they just want to say something just to repeat a narrative, and people don't want to look at what's really going on. And they think when you question something that's really going on, that you are against, that you're some MAGA, you're some Trump guy, or you're some white supremacist for whatever reason, all type of stuff like that. If you sit there and tell the truth, the people need the truth more than anything. They don't need no parrots in here. KRSM 98.9.
Hello, listeners. This is Seth Linus from the Let's Argue with Prince Carlton Morning Show. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting our podcast. If you want to support more, you can head over to anchor.fm/letsarguenow/support. And you can give us a monthly contribution of 99 cent, $4.99, or $9.99. Your support will go towards more consistent content and informative interviews in the future. Thank you.
Yo, we back again. KRSM 98.9. God is the greatest, man. God is the greatest. We back again. We're going to talk about, you said you was going to talk about, as a matter of fact, let me just talk about this. Okay, Larry Hoover, free Larry Hoover benefit concert. I don't know if y'all know that Drake and Kanye made up over the week. You know what I mean? Last week, they came together. You know, Jay Prince brought them together. So I think Kanye is on a push to get Larry Hoover out. So it was a free Larry Hoover benefit concert. Performance by Ye and Drake, December 9th, 2021, Los Angeles Coliseum. That's going to be major.
Absolutely and, major.
Let me say something, too. And I'm glad these brothers got together to... I'm glad these brothers got together to take care of any feelings they had. You know what I mean? You know, and just squashed everything because we saw that rapper Young Dolph was murdered in Memphis in his hometown. So we need more. We need more of this. You know what I mean? We need more people coming together. You know what I mean, for a cause. All right, take us to where you want us to show us something. You want to show us something from The View, right?
Yeah, man. So from The View. So once again, The View is at it again with their misinformation. So they had a lady up there who wrote a book called Dear Hartley, and she was supposed to be in studio to promote her book, but she couldn't get they wouldn't let her into the studio because ABC doesn't let anybody in the studio unless they are fully vaccinated. So they ask her about being fully vaccinated, why she's not fully vaccinated, and she tells them. and then they proceed to cut her off with their own misinformation. But you know, this is what The View is known for. So I'm gonna play a little clip. I'm gonna play a little clip for you. Hold on.
All right.
Hospitalizations. Now we can have a whole debate on that in itself, but the vaccine does not prevent you from getting COVID and does not prevent you from transmitting COVID.
Oh my goodness.
Reality,
oh, no,
and we have
that's
seen that.
Not so. Come on.
No,
you've been at Fox TV too long.
You don't have to listen to me on that. You don't have to listen to me. You can listen to the director of the CDC. You can look at the CDC's website. That is why masks were reinstated for people who were vaccinated, because they said, and they admitted, they came out and said, for this Delta variant, transmission is going to be a thing for vaccinated and unvaccinated people. So I'm not opposed to the vaccine, but I am opposed to the mandate 100% on the grounds of science.
762,000 people have died from COVID, including Manny's in-laws. And we've been friends a long time, but Manny's parents, I just don't understand why you would choose to prioritize your personal freedom over health and safety of others. And don't think that we should allow this kind of misinformation on our website.
I am prioritizing.
We've had the United States Surgeon General debunk.
Yes, I heard what he said.
Everything that you've just said, and I just don't think we should allow this kind of misinformation on our air. I'm really sorry, Sunny, first of all,
I would say to you as a friend, what I just said to you is I am prioritizing my health, and people talk about the common good.
Over the health and safety of other
people. You're not going to have a common good if you're not prioritizing your own health.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yo! That is ridiculous.
I know.
Yo.
I know. It's terrible.
Time out. Hold on. So they don't know that you can get the COVID vaccine and be so-called fully vaccinated is supposed to be right now at this moment. And they still think that you can't transmit it and get it. They are that far behind.
They
don't even know that.
Right. This is my thing. I think at the beginning of that clip, Joy tried to say, like, yo, you are far less likely to transmit it or far less likely to catch it. And that's not true. That's absolutely not true. It's not true. And that has been debunked a long time ago. But once again, when you come on mainstream media, they got to protect their sponsors. They got to protect, you know what I'm saying, the company, you know what I'm saying? They got to protect a lot of backdoor deals. And so when you come up there just saying, hey, I prioritize my own health and I don't want to get it, they want to tell you spread misinformation. So they you know, they got her up out of there real quick. And they treating their friends like that. They knew each other. They treating their own friends like that. Sad.
That's ridiculous. What can you say? What can you say to that? Like those people, I mean, it's a known fact. We know people who've been vaccinated who got COVID again.
Right. No. Of course, a lot of people. I know a lot of people.
A lot of people. We know people who get back who didn't even have COVID from the begin with and got vaccinated and then got COVID.
Right, and the thing is, remember, they told her she had COVID about 2 months ago. They told one of them they had COVID about 2 months ago, and they had to leave the stage and all that. It turned out to be a false positive, but if they still testing you every day, now obviously what the lady was saying was right, you know. But
that's ridiculous. Oh, we're gonna get it to the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. So he was found not guilty, right? He was found not guilty, and he's free to go.
Free.
Okay, he's free to go. It's been an uproar in a lot of communities about what happened, about the injustices, about you know, a lot of stuff going on. A lot of people with opinions. A lot of people I seen on Facebook, Twitter, been upset. And then you have the other people who aren't upset. Now, okay. My stance. This is my stance on this.
Okay.
my stance on this, I agree that if he was a black guy, most likely he probably would have been. If he was a black guy, and most likely he would have got out of jail. He would have went to prison. He probably would have been shot. Probably right there, right? Would have been shot right there. Now, I understand that. In America, we have a lot of injustice with black people. That's kind of been what, you know what I mean, our story of America's been. You know what I mean? It's been like with progress and setbacks. You know what I mean? Racial problems, racial strides, and racial setbacks. You know what I mean? Now I feel that just this case is something that I feel that we shouldn't have been so watchful of. You know, we shouldn't be so watchful of. I seen a lot of people say Kyle Rittenhouse is a racist. Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. Kyle Rittenhouse is this or that. I don't feel no type of way about Kyle Rittenhouse. But the thing about it is the way the left media cycle puts things, it makes black people, they know how to poke the bear. They know how to get emotions out of black people. A lot of black people thought that he shot. A lot of black people thought that the white boy, Kyle Rittenhouse, shot 3 black people. And I'm talking about a large amount of black people thought that. And I'm sitting here trying to tell people, yo, this dude shot 2 white guys, 3 white guys. He killed 2 white guys, and he shot another white guy. Like, why are you upset? He didn't kill not one black person. You know what I mean? What's the, why are you upset? And it's a whole other trial going on. The Ahmaud Arbery trial, where the white guys killed the black guy for jogging. That's the trial we need to be putting all of our energy on. If we're gonna riot, if we're gonna go crazy, if we're gonna do anything, it should be for that trial. Now, I know a lot of people say, but I got video of Kyle Rittenhouse saying this. Oh, well, he was going there to shoot black people. We could do all that. We could do all that till we blew in the face about any subject, what somebody's intent was to do. But what actually happened was he shot 3 white people. That was the actual thing that happened. He shot 3 white people. And we have black people holding up signs in Wisconsin saying that the people that he shot was heroes. So one of the guys, Joseph Rosenbaum or whatever, first of all, he said the N-word at a Black Lives Matter protest. He's been convicted I don't know how to say, was it pedophilia? I don't know. He's a pedophile. He messed with young boys. He's being convicted third. I forgot what it was, but he's a so-called pedophile, you know. And another guy who died was convicted of beating his girlfriend or beating somebody. You know what I mean? A woman. And the other guy is shot. Same thing as the second guy. I'm not saying that these people deserve to die. I don't believe it at all that these people deserve to die. I think it could be took in a better way. You know what I mean? I don't think nobody had to die that day. But I also think when you run up on somebody with a gun and you try to fight them, a lot of people will try to defend themselves in the situation. And I feel like this guy, I don't feel like that black people should be calling these other guys who die heroes. And I think that this right here, black people have 795 things on our mind that affects our day, that is against us. And I feel like the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is something that we definitely do not need to be fighting for, standing up for.
I agree. I totally agree. I think both sides of the media are at fault. I think both sides of the media. I think the liberal media and I think the conservative media are both at fault. In this case, with this case being looked at through a racial lens. You know what I'm saying? I think the same way that CNN or MSNBC can say, hey, Black Lives Matter are in support of the prosecution of Kyle Rittenhouse. I think that statement right there is so polarizing that whoever uses it is automatically creating a narrative for a situation that shouldn't be. I think the media have to have more restraint, because you can have people thinking that this guy killed Black people on both sides, just depending on the way you flip the media, or having people feel a certain way about the case based on who's in support or who's against, you know what I'm saying, in the case. For instance, a lot of people might not like Al Sharpton, right? Sharpton for, so when they see Al Sharpton in support of something, they automatically get on the other side of it.
Right.
But then you also have people who like Al Sharpton. So when you put Al Sharpton on TV, they automatically get on the side of Al Sharpton. And nobody's doing the actual research on things that have actually happened. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that the media has to do a better, and us as the public have to do a better job too, without getting so triggered by things when we don't do the research on them. But I also think that the media has to do a better job of not trying to trigger their base to latch on to certain narratives that might not be true. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, and I 100% agree with that. Like I told you before, when just like Bill Maher came on TV, came on his show the other day, and he said that when polled, this large amount of liberals, Democrats, believe that this crazy amount of people have died from what's the possibilities that they would die or whatever, you know what I mean, from the if you got COVID-19, and I think it was like, I forgot what it was, something crazy that was high, and Bill Maher said the actual facts and how wrong that these people were on the left of believing that you would die. It's most likely that you would die if you caught COVID-19, which is untrue. The left media presents that to the people that watch for them. They keep them in fear. This other side doesn't do that. This other side gives you the right numbers. It gives you the right numbers. And all I'm saying to you that sometimes you can have one side giving misleading numbers for certain reasons, and you can have one side sharing the facts of something for whatever reason. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like because the left was misleading everybody on the left and having people think that this person shot Black people. You know what I mean? They shot Black people. And I guarantee you today, you can ask people, yo, who did Kyle Rittenhouse shoot? And people would say, oh, he shot three black people. They was presented with wrong information. You know what I mean? And I feel like that people have to do more research before they show emotion, before they get riled up in something. You have to do more research, and you have to understand. You have to understand what's going on. Yeah, like that's just a must. Now I'll say this: I do think that again, if he was black, he would have either got killed there, or he would have been convicted. I understand the inequalities that we're presented with in America, and not to hold you hostage. They have yesterday, Andrew Coffey found not guilty. He's a black guy, found not guilty of attempted murder in Indian River County SWAT raid. So the SWAT came in and busts it, and they come in and they start shooting or whatever. And this guy has a firearm, and he's firing back. His girlfriend died. His girlfriend died, and the people are trying to charge him with like her murder. You know what I mean? Because he was firing back. You feel what I'm saying? And he was just found not guilty. He was found, and this is a black guy.
Okay, but listen.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. But when I see that, the thing that I ask myself is, why haven't we heard that case? And it's because we've never heard of that case, because the white liberal media can't use it for their agenda, and the conservative media can't use it for their agenda. And that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Because naturally, if you think of the foundation of somebody owning a gun and being able to protect themselves if somebody kicks in their door, that's a conservative ideal. That right. should be a home run for any conservative media. But it never right. was covered. And that's what I'm saying. They pick and choose what they want to cover when they want to cover it based on them trying to trigger their base. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what the media has to do better on. KRSM 98.9, make sure you stay here. Have it locked. We are going to play some music, and we're going to be back with the interview of NBA Orlando Magic player Jonathan Isaac.
Now, that video in particular has been removed on YouTube for medical misinformation. And YouTube is working hard to get rid of the copies of it as well, because it's medical misinformation.
I'm with all the smoke. I'm with all the smoke. I'm with all the smoke. YouTube banned my song, but now they gotta cope. We're number one and they ain't gotta say I'm selling dope. We dropping hits and they ain't lighting, we ain't going woke. They try to ride away, but we ain't in the same boat. I don't take planes, I'm just whipping everywhere I go. I don't comply with mandates, somebody let them know. Ay, I'm not retracting nothing, what did I say? Ay, I don't do the mandates, cause I'm not gay. Ay, I'm a gamer, don't confuse it, I do not play. I run the game, keep running like I'm trying to drop weight. Ay, bad Wi-Fi, they don't get the picture. Two twin ARs, call it sister. I work for God and you do it just to get you richer. I really risk it all and that's just the difference with us. Ay, I ain't born and raised, yeah, that's where I'm from. I love God, I love my country, and I love my guns. And if you ain't got 2A, you better get you one. Y'all working for the cash, but I work for the only son. Ay, I'm not Travis Barker, but my stick ain't with a drum. I'm not LeBron James, he got talent, but he dumb. I ain't giving half a milli to illegals when they come. How you black but voting for the men that give you crumbs? Ay, I'm with all the smoke. I'm with all the smoke. I'm with all the smoke. YouTube banned my song, but now they got a code. We're number one and they ain't gotta say I'm selling dope. We dropping hits, but I ain't like them, we ain't going woke. They try to ride away, but we ain't in the same boat. I don't take planes, I'm just whipping everywhere I go. I don't comply with mandates, somebody let them know. Ay, they use aborted fetal cells just to make the shot. Push Cardi B on your daughters just to make them thots. Push Lil Nas X to your sons, then they make them watch. They hated Jesus, I don't care if I get hated not. I'm pitting all your favorite artists on the chop block. Y'all let a MAGA wearing rapper in the top spot. I'm really black, y'all praise Obama, but Barack's not. And I pick out over the world and I will not flop. Rap Alex Jones,
the most sensitive artist in the country. They can't control me because I'm not in it for the money. Don't even curse, but they still ban me because I'm not a dummy. They try to ban Dave Chappelle and I find it funny. Rapper speaking on my name, but I'm not in the beef. Too busy fighting evil rulers and I'm fighting beasts. But if you gon' say my name, then tell the truth at least. Stop comparing me to rappers that ain't in these streets. Ayy, I'm with all the smoke. I'm with all the smoke. I'm with all the smoke. Ayy, YouTube banned my song, but now they got a code. When number one and they ain't gotta say I'm selling dope. When number one and they ain't gotta say I'm selling dope.
All right, what's going on, Jonathan Isaac? Right now we on KRSM 98.9. And our first question is always a open-ended question. So we know who you are, but tell our audience who you are in your own words.
Who I am. I mean, my name is Jonathan Isaac. I'm a 24-year-old NBA player. I play for the Orlando Magic. I'm a Christian. For me, that drives a lot of the decisions that I make, and I try my best to be, you know, informed about everything that I do and just keep it moving, trying to make it out here.
Right. Okay, so you made the headlines at the end of September about your choice not to take the vaccine. What went into that decision? And did you ever think about getting it? Or was it automatically like, yo, I'm not taking this stuff?
from the jump, honestly, just paying attention to what everybody was saying and all the craziness that was going on, I already had my like hesitancy. How hard everybody was pushing it. And I'm just like, you know what, let me just learn more about it, you know, see what everybody's saying, see what everybody doing. And then I ended up getting COVID. I was down for my 3 days and I'm like, shoot, I'm good now.
Exactly.
Knowing what I know about, you know, infections and all that stuff. Like once you get it, you straight. And then it was still like this push to like, you know, you still need to get it. I'm like, why? And because I had it already. And then just listening to everything that was going on. You know, I kind of made a decision for myself that I felt like, you know, I'm better off not taking it and then opening myself up to the possibility of having an adverse reaction to it. And then, you know, obviously with it not stopping infection or transmission, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
So, right.
Let me ask you a question. So, when did you find out about like the different protocols that there would be for vaccinated players or unvaccinated players in the NBA?
I found out a little bit before the season was going to start. They told us that, you know, unvaccinated players, you won't be able to do this, do that. And, you know, it was like, you know, do you still want to take it? You know, do you still want to not take it?
Right.
I'm like, you're making me not want to take it even more, you know, right. Because, you know, the way y'all going about it. So, yeah, I was just like, nah, I'm okay. I'll follow the protocol and keep it moving.
Yeah, man, because like we be saying to people all the time, we like, yo, like these people is like saying, they like, yo, you get a free car if you get a vaccine. You get free Popeye's chicken if you get the vaccine. It's like, yo, what is going on, yo? Like, it's like, do y'all see how crazy this stuff sounds, man? You know what I mean? It's insane out here, man. So as of today, do you have any questions about the vaccines or any concerns of the effectiveness? Like, do you still have any more questions, you know what I mean, about the vaccine? Do you ever think you would take the vaccine?
You know, this one, no.
Right.
This one, no. I don't really have any more questions about it. I feel like I'm at a pretty good standpoint of, like, understanding about it. I think, moving forward, it's like, yo, like, I think they want you to take a booster if you had the Johnson & Johnson 2 months ago. It's like, yo, like, so there's just a whole lot of questions in terms of, you know, the effectiveness of it. I think that there are absolutely people who should take it or are more in a better position or inclined to take it. You know, obviously the elderly and the people, you know, the average age of dying of COVID is like 79. Mm-hmm. And so, right. So it's like, I think that there are people who should take it to protect themselves. But I think once you take it, you know, it's a vaccine that they're telling you, why are you still, you know, afraid, or why are you worried about anybody who is unvaccinated if you've taken them?
Right.
And to me, they should be the most, you know, relaxed people about it. Like, yo, you're the one who's still out there, you know, with a possibility of getting COVID because you weren't vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I'm straight. Right. And, but obviously now that you've seen a lot of the breakthrough cases and all that stuff, it does raise alarm to the effectiveness of the vaccine. But there's a lot going on, man. Like, you know, the whole myocarditis and pericarditis and young men, yep, and all that stuff. It's like, yo, to chalk this up to just a black and white thing of you should or should not get it makes no sense. You know, it's a nuanced issue. There's a lot going on. And the biggest thing for me, honestly, in the beginning was like, it was the religious freedom standpoint. Like, for you to, right, be able to tell me or tell somebody else your religious freedom does not count in this time. It's like, okay, then if it don't count now, can you just make up when it don't count next time and tell me it don't count? Like, no.
Right. Right. Do your teammates, because a lot of times when people say they don't want to take the vaccine for this reason or that reason or whatever, you have other people come back and say, yo, you talking misinformation, you a conspiracy theorist, you know what I mean? You all of this. Like, do you have people saying that to you?
I mean, outside of Twitter, no. like, you know, like teammates in the organization have been cool about it. I think if you're going to be a genuine person, you're going to look at everything that's going on and even how much the people who are in charge of this thing have flip-flopped about what's right, what's wrong, mask, no mask, vaccine, no vaccine, natural, yep, immunity, no natural immunity. It's like, if you're going to take that at face value, there is grounds to say, okay, this should be everybody's free individual choice to get or not. And if it's not like that, to me, it raises eyebrows about, you know, why. And, you know, you take into account how much money has been made off of this whole thing and to act like everything is just, you know, public health and genuine, we care about you and all that stuff. No, you know, people turn a hand over fist, you know, for this vaccine. Right.
And the thing that was alarming to me is like at first their tagline was like, we're going by the data, we're going by science. But then as soon as that science didn't prove what they were trying to make it prove, then nobody goes by the science anymore. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it's like, even on TV, when I hear people talking about it, it's like nobody's going by the science anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not, the science is not reflecting that the vaccine even works. You know what I'm saying?
It's like we dictate what it is. And that's the thing, you know, that you know, other people have seen and kind of giving me it back as well. It's like, you know, we write the rules. We tell you what it is that's right or wrong. And if you even question it or even have any things, you a conspiracy theorist, you ain't know what you're talking about, you spreading misinformation and that stuff. It's like, okay, full stop. I ain't walking with you no more because it's not making much sense. And so it's just the kind of like,
right,
the pride in it, or like the, you know, entitlement to, you know, information, and you can't find any information outside of what I'm saying. And there's the earned studies from other countries and things like that don't corroborate what you're saying.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Okay. So when you announced at the press conference, you weren't going to take the, see, you already answered this question. Everybody in the organization and your teammates and the media in Orlando and in Florida, they all supported you, or for the most part, they supported you.
Yeah. For the most part, they've been cool. Like I had reporters after the press conference come up to me and was like, yo, I don't agree in terms of, you know, I got the vaccine, but you make a lot of sense, and I'm
right.
So like, you know, I feel like if you're gonna listen to that, and you a sensible person who doesn't have an agenda, who doesn't have anything in this, you're gonna walk away like, okay, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? The dude had it already. This, then, the third, he's healthy, and at the end of the day, getting the vaccine don't stop you from getting it or transmitting it. It's like, okay.
Yeah, man. A lot of prominent people shared that video. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about a lot, because we had the brother Reza Islam. I don't know if you know who Reza Islam is.
I saw, not to cut you off, but I saw a video of him. He was debating this guy. About the vaccine on this show. This show with the two brothers, and I saw it. I was like,
right. That guy. Yo, if you don't follow him, you should follow him. He's like an encyclopedia. He knows. He got a lot of information on the COVID vaccine, all that stuff. He met with the American frontline doctors and all that stuff, man. But yeah, we had him on the show. Ooh. Yeah, he very knowledgeable, man.
So tell us about your family dynamic growing up. You know what I'm saying? Did you grow up a Christian and a conservative, or did you become that way over time as you got older?
Yeah, I mean, my dad was a Holy Ghost. You know, he was in church all the time. You know, definitely right. a Christian conservative household. You know, growing up.
Wow, that's amazing, man. Yeah, because I was thinking like, okay, so okay, we could jump into this. Okay, so how did your upbringing play a part in you standing up for the flag when everybody else was sitting down and you stood up for the flag? Like did that play a part in you just standing up for the flag?
I would say I wasn't always Christian. You know what I'm saying? I had my time of, you know, growing up Christian and getting into the league and in high school and college and doing my own thing. But when right. I had, you know, when I had got drafted and I had got everything that I thought I was looking for and I needed, and I found out, yo, it's not what it's all chucked up to be. And a lot of dudes is out here hurting and soulless. I'm like, yo,
right.
Jesus is the answer. And you know,
absolutely
down that road. And you know, I go to church here in Orlando, Jump Ministries Global Church, for a while now, and it's just been great. And so, you know, exploring that and figuring that out for life. And but my stand was just about, yo, like, I see everything that you see in terms of all of the division and all the craziness that's going on. You know, but I don't have an agenda in on it. And I just believe that Christ has been the answer for my life. Right. And that's what I wanted to offer to everybody else. Like, you have your solution. You feel like kneeling for the national anthem and wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt goes hand in hand with supporting Black lives. Cool. That's what you do. But I believe right. that Jesus Christ is going to be the thing that changes this whole world at the end of the day, because he's changed me. And, you know, that's what I wanted right. to offer as a solution.
Were there any conversations after that, like with your teammates? Any how was that locker room aspect when you stand up and they're kneeling, or you decide not to wear the shirt? How was that locker room dynamic? You know, what type of conversations come up?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody was supportive of it, and I get it. You know, they wanted to come together and do their thing, and you know, wanted everybody to be on one accord, and I get that. But we all had a, you know. conversation, and my thing was like, look, I didn't say nothing to you when you had made your decision to kneel,
right?
You know, we're not gonna act yep. like I'm the one that's an outlier, like y'all
right
to kneel. And so it's like right. it's like, look, you know, I respect you, you know, you a man, you stand on your own two feet, and you decided to kneel for the national anthem. I just asked for that same respect in return. You know, I wasn't protesting your protest. I was giving my answer, you know, for what I see, you know, in the world today. And we squashed it like that.
Right It's so you didn't wear the Black Lives Matter shirt. How do you feel about the Black Lives Matter, like the activist group, the protesters? Like, do you have like your own views on that, or?
I feel like, you know, my issue was, you know, I was made to feel like, and a lot of people was made to feel like, wearing the t-shirt and kneeling for the national anthem was like synonymous with supporting Black lives. Like, right. if you did it, you down, you with us, you cool with us. And if you didn't, then you have ill intentions, or you don't believe that Black right. lives, you know, you need support at all. And then, you know, I didn't agree with that at all. And I don't like that. And, you know, if right. I don't protest how you protest, and, you know, then it disqualifies mine or whatever. And then the thing about it is, like, from the very foundation of, you know, my understanding, the answer for what we're looking for is not going to be found in people. And what I saw, mm-hmm. what I saw was people, you know, exploiting the situation that we found ourselves in as African-Americans in this country, and the whole, you know, George Floyd situation, exploiting that for their own ends. And they can't have the answer themselves. So it's like they provide right. you an answer that's ultimately bankrupt in getting real change and real thing. Because at the end of the day, you know, when you talk about hatred and division, all that, it's going to be changing everybody's individual hearts. And you take Dr. Martin Luther King, even like so much of his movement wasn't just the walking. It wasn't just the nonviolence. It was spiritual. It was understanding that at the end of the day, good is the only thing that overcomes evil. And so, I just didn't rock with it from the beginning. Like, I don't agree with your premise. I don't agree with your solutions. And that's that.
Absolutely. Also, cause that was in a bubble. How did you feel when, like, there was like, you know, Black Lives Matter, like, on the floor, or even like, you know, people could have the different things on their jerseys, or even how the group of words were selected that you could have on your jersey or whatever. Like, how did you feel about that whole process of that being implemented to the NBA?
A big part of it is the visual. You know, a big part of it is just, you know, everybody wants to virtue signal that, you know, I'm on your side, they're about you, and, you know, take the big corporations. All they got to do is put out a tweet or put out something, and and they cool. They don't got to do anything real change. They ain't got to get no money. They ain't got to, you know, really go into these communities and affect change. They just got to say something. And then it's like, okay, you cool, you off the hook. And so I understand the nature of the game. You know, those things are part of the political side of, you know, how everything has become so politicized. You got to say the words, you got to put it on the thing, you got to do that, you got to do this. And so, you know, I don't necessarily like go at the NBA like you a fool or you messed up for doing this. I get it. And a lot of people have been like backed into a corner of like, you know, they feel the pressure of having to either to kneel or not. And there's a lot of people who is like, you know, my good instinct was not to kneel, but I feel the pressure. And so I kneel. And so I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, everybody gonna make their own decision.
Right. It's amazing that you're in Orlando, because y'all got a like the Florida y'all governor that y'all have is amazing, man. You know what I mean? So like Kyrie Irving is in New York. You know what I mean? He's in New York, so that's hurting him. Would you take the same stance as Kyrie if you was in that position?
I would. You know, I would. I'm not saying it would be easy, but that's the position that I would take. You know, Kyrie and myself, you know, we're thinking about the people who are voiceless, the people who are losing their jobs, the people who, you know, you got to decide on whether to put something in their body to appease the government or to, you know, right. or to, you know, keep their bodily autonomy. And so that's what he's thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about. And he has my, you know, he got my respect, you know, for standing on his morals and standing on his grounds. At the end of the day, for me, when it comes to the money piece, it's like, look, you know, my future is solidified. You know, I know that God got me. And if I was to be in a place where I was getting paid, I know he'd make a way. And so, you know, he's got my respect.
Absolutely. Okay. I saw that you spoke at, they said the National Conservatism Conference. How did that go?
It was cool. It was different. You know, I've never been like that. And I've never really necessarily been, you know, that political. But I think a lot of times today it's like, you know, your decisions individually, it's all politics now.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
All politics. So it was cool. It was different, you know, to see a bunch of people. You know, I had my words while I was there talking about some different things. And, you know, one of the things was like, oh, you know, what can the conservative, you know, party better do to, you know, aid the Black community and things like that. So we talked about it, but it was cool.
And think of all the people who love you.
Yeah, like who?
Hey, can you think of anybody who loves Rodney?
Rodney! Rodney!
Everybody that'll slap your hand ain't necessarily giving you a five there, size you up there, cut you down from the very moment that you arrive. Kill every ounce of your character, leave you for dead, but if you survive, that don't mean that'll slow them down. They'll still come for you, wanna see you perish. Know that I'm unfinished, no wrinkle or blemish. Let's get down to business like Eric and Parrish. I was born to sin like everybody else, so what I look like, I'll be acting embarrassed. All that I can do is be a living sacrifice that's swore to my little niece cherish. Just a few months old, but we all gotta grow up in such a crazy place. Gotta feed my girls, gotta buy them clothes soon as I get home, like I'm babyface. El Capitan, head of the house, run a tight ship like a Navy base. Anchored in the Lord, a drowning in the world, the devil's busy, so my anger radiates. Jesus is my only form of ID, old inspection sticker, stolen license plates. Finance wise, broke is a joke, but when it comes to grace, I feel rich inside. That's the thing about when you trying to reach heaven, thumbs down, you can't hitch a ride. Life revolves, but you better call shotgun. I pray to God you let Jesus drive. Everybody that'll slap you a five ain't necessarily cool in the gang. Eating popcorn, Sour Patch Kids, soft drinks while they sit and watch you hang. Dust in the wind, trust in a friend. All I got is some advice that I can lend. And I can tell you every bit of what I know, but it's you who decides in the end.
Rodney, please.
Oh,
there's no one else quite like Rodney Dunn. He has a new one out called
Rodney.
Nah, it's tough. Nobody has it easy telling nobody. The other day, a guy stopped me in the street. And I could see he was down and out, you know. He asked me to give him some money for a bottle of booze, you know. I looked at him and says, "Hun, I know you're a type. I'll give you money for a bottle of booze, you'll go out and buy food with it."
You sucked everybody in on that one. Yeah, you brought us all. We got to do this. We're coming right back, though. Stay where you are.
Do you have any specifics on that as far as what the conservative or even Republicans, what can they do? And it's not just about what can they do to get more votes, but what can they do to actually, build a relationship with the black community?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I said is in order to reach the black community, you're going to have to love the black community in a way that transcends politics, that transcends the talking points and the back and forth between the left and the right.
Absolutely.
You know, my opinion on this is that the other side is a facade of what things really are. So to me, they're a facade of what love is. They're a facade of what true equality and empathy and compassion, all that stuff is fake. So how can we be the real thing? You know what I'm saying? How can we be real love? How can we be real empathy and real compassion and show it the real way? Because, you know, on the side of freedom and on the side of truth is the only way that you can do those things. And so, so I was pretty much saying that, you know, it took a whole bunch of money to put that conference on, but we could have did that, you know, in one of these neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? With a, you know, I don't know, drive or something like that. And then you come out and talk.
Right.
So, you know, you, in order to reach the black community, you're going to have to love it. And I think, you know, what the other side has done so well is they've been able to brandish you hear conservative, you automatically think racist. When conservatism, it's a set of ideals and it's a framework.
Yes.
You know, it's a framework of ideas and things that, to me, that best aid prosperity among any people. True that, you know, black Americans have had a harder time, absolutely, because of slavery, because of all these different things, to step into this system and be able to thrive in it. That's facts. That's 100. So how can conservatives be able to do both? How can they advocate for these ideals and these things that, to me, best aid prosperity, but at the same time, understand that there are people who can as easily jump into the American dream as everybody else? And how can we support? How can we offer aid? How can we offer a helping hand to those people to get them into the framework? Because, you know, black people already grew up conservative. You know what I'm saying?
We say that. Almost every show. We say that every show, man. Like, we already conservative, man.
And that's the thing. Already. The set of ideals that we grew up with in our household is very conservative. But I never knew not one black person who was voting for a Republican or voting for a conservative candidate. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that, I think is what you're saying. Is the facade of love. It's the facade that we care for you and we care about your community. That means a lot to black people. But we have to recognize that it's the facade. It's not the real thing. Because on the back end, nothing is really done for us.
Exactly. And so I'm like, can we offer that in a real way? And I think that is going to be the thing that kind of cuts through all of the thing. And it's not just because the other side has been so good at making, you know, you hear the word conservatives, you think racist. You know, the conservative side, they haven't done a great job of controlling messaging, of being able.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I said at the conference was like, If me speaking at a conservative concert, people could call me a white supremacist. They're going to be like, this guy is a white supremacist, all that stuff. Yep. I'm like, but there are people, black people in the Orlando community that could say, no, that brother knocked on my door and fed my family during COVID. You know what I'm saying? The story of the Good Samaritan, the people could have been like, the dude that picked you up, you know, he's this. He's like, no, he stopped on the road and helped me and gave me some money and make sure I was strong. You can say everything you want about conservatives, but if conservatives start really showing up in these neighborhoods and doing the work, and it's going to come at a sacrifice to them, but that's what love is. Love is action, not what you say. Love is what you do. And if because godliness is God is a tenet of conservatism, in my opinion, if we can walk out with love somebody, walk out what it is to sacrifice for somebody, those people will be more apt to join it.
Absolutely. Okay, so do you see yourself speaking at more of these conferences? Because we was at the CPAC in Texas, and it's going to be a CPAC in Orlando in 2022. That's like the conservative convention thing. You know what I mean? And a lot of conservatives be there. And would you go to something like that? Because that's like right in your backyard.
Man, listen, I would go to anything. Like, I would go to anything. Like, I'm not, if they asked me to speak at, I don't know what the opposite side would be. If they asked me to speak at something that was, you know, I would go because, you know, I'm found on my ideals and what it is that I stand for. At the end of the day, everything with me goes through Christ. So it's like, look, I'll go and I'll speak and I'll say what I got to say and keep it moving. And so
if
I'm invited, if I'm asked to speak, I'm going to go.
That's what's up, man.
That's how we was, man. We went to the CPAC, man. A lot of people was like, yo, why y'all want to go out there? But it's the same way for us, man. We feel like we can go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? We got a strong foundation. You know what I'm saying? We believe in Christ. We believe we're doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? So there is no closed door for us. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't walk around with that fear. A lot of people have fear of being in the wrong room. We don't have a fear of being in the wrong room. We don't have a fear of having a conversation. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, man, it's the world we're living in now.
that just means your argument's weak.
Exactly.
You got to speak to your own echo chamber of people that agree with you. It's like, no, I have my set of ideas. You feel like to be a black conservative or anything like that is crazy. Let's talk about it and let's see why.
I know when we went down, everybody was like, oh man, y'all be careful down there. Y'all know how the Texas white people are. You know, y'all might get hung down there. We like, yo, chill. What are y'all talking about? Man, hey man, we went down there, man. They loved us. Everybody loved us down there, man. We had a good time, man. It was amazing.
And I'll just close off with this. Like, that's not to say that everything is perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's not
right.
It's not to say that there isn't racism on both sides, but it's not to say that there's no racism at all in conservatives or Republican. But at the end of the day, the conservatism is not about your skin color. It's not about it's like, right. Like being in America, right? The America, there's a bunch of different cultures, a bunch of different races, but you prescribe to the American system. You know what I'm saying? Yikes. You prescribe to the American dream, and that's why so many people want to come here. So it's like we can talk about. We can talk about the things on a personal level in terms of racism. We can advocate. We can call out the evil for what it is, but that doesn't influence the ideals of, you know, conservatism. What I feel like, if you a racist, you know, you already got a strike against you for even thinking yourself as a conservative anyway. Because
absolutely.
Of
right, you know, exactly.
Because at the end of the day, God is love, and so every man is be created equal in his likeness and his image. And so the whole thing about, oh, there's somebody on that side who was racist, it's like, what that got to do with me? You know what I'm saying? If somebody on your
absolutely.
Side, somebody on your side is a pedophile, does that change what it is that you believe about how the country should be ran?
Exactly.
Man, that's great, because that's what they try. That's the trick. That's a trick. They try to make the face of it something else than what it really is, as something terrible. So then they can use that to scare people off. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they've been doing, but that's politics, though. That's how politics work.
Hey, the media crazy, man. They have statements like Trump MAGA white supremacist Bible Christian lover don't want to wear a mask. You know what I mean? It's like they throw all of these things so they can catch. You know, they throw all these things all in one. You know, it's so crazy, man. So we got one last question for you. So you made it to the NBA. What's the one piece of advice that you would like to give kids who want to make it to the NBA? What would your advice be to them?
Let me hop in right before you answer that, because me and my brother we both played college basketball. It was JUCO and D3 or whatever.
Right.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Listen, there is nothing harder than playing college basketball than me. But you've made it to the next level. So do you have any advice, man?
Yeah, it's a two-part question. You know, I think with, you know, like you're talking about the kind of households that we grew up in that, you know, a tenet of conservatism or that side is hard work. And it's like, right. You go out here and nobody's going to give you nothing. You know, you got to get out here and you got to grind. You got to be about what you want to say you're about. So any young kid, you know, the first advice is you got to put the work in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to find your free time at the court. You got to find your free time in the weight room. You got to put, like, we played so much basketball growing up. Like, every day was about getting to the gym and just hooping. And then it turned into more of like working on stuff and working on different skills and stuff to project, you know, myself to the next level. But it's like, that's what it was all the time, always. And, you know, that kept me out of a lot of trouble. That kept the homies out of a lot of trouble and stuff like that. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing I would say, that not everybody's meant to. And what I believe for myself and understanding that, like, you know, our lives are laid out by God, you know, and whether we want to, you know, subject to his will or not is on us. But it's like, not every black kid is meant to, you know, hoop. Not every black kid is meant to play football. There are kids that are so smart that are meant to go in and change this world and be leaders and politicians and all these different things. And they should have the freedom to, without that weight of, you got to be a baller, you got to be a hooper. So it's like, at the end of the day, you know, your foremost relationship should be Christ. And you let him lead you on where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. So, you know, to a degree, I'm glad you fellas ain't hooping. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that, man. Is it any other thing you want to say to leave off?
I just for the nature of it, I got a plug. I'm working on a book right now called Why Stand. And so
okay.
It stems off of the whole standing in the bubble, and then obviously with the vaccine today too, standing up for what it is that you believe in. And what happened with me is that, you know, so many people came out and said, yo, this dude is so courageous, this dude is so bold, this dude is so, I'm like, yo, you have no idea where it is that I come from or what it is that I've had to go through to get to this place. Like, I was on anxiety medication while I was at Florida State, you know, hooping, and that's something that nobody right. So I struggled with all that stuff about, you know, being an individual and talking and all that stuff. And I found my identity, my boldness, my confidence. I found that all in Christ, and to where I'm like, yo, I'm willing to stand on what it is I believe in, because I know that I believe on a rock that can't, you know, that can't fall at the end of the day. And so that has been the essence of my journey. And the book just lays that out for people.
Oh, wow, man. We'll keep an eye on it, but let us know, man. As soon as that book come out, you can come back and promote it and everything, man. We support it.
Yep. Yeah, we appreciate you, and thanks for coming on, brother.
Yeah, no problem.